Yeah, it's been good. I've had a good few weeks of rehab under my belt now, and I've started running the past couple of weeks and filling in with training. So, yeah, fingers crossed that it'll continue to heal well, and yeah, I'll hit the ground running with the rest of the team come the first game.
That must have been very frustrating and annoying for you when you were on international duty like that.
Yeah, it was tough to have taken the knock, but I think we had four or five games. I picked up the injury in the Six Nations, but it started to really hinder me towards the end of the season. So now that movement and lateral movement is back in my knee, I feel much more confident and hopefully perform a lot better to the ability that I know I'm capable of from the start.
So was it a case of you knew that you were going to have to get the surgery, you played through a little bit of pain just to get through the season?
Yeah, I had to play through, yeah. I knew I was going to have to get surgery, but you know, we had some pretty big games that I needed to be a part of to give my best for the team if it wasn't even 100%. But yeah, you know, this season's going to be a new chapter for us. We've got a young side, but a side that's maturing well and understands what's expected of us, so fingers crossed we can deliver.
I suppose that's the silver lining in when your injury came. While it was bad news for the international side, it was good for Munster in the sense that you got your surgery, you've done your pre-season, and you should be flying fit for the start of the season. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. I'm raring to go now. I really want to get involved and start playing games. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great season, and I want to be a part of it from the very start and hopefully get a chance to impress the new coaches.
Yeah, so tell us about working with the new coaches. How's the pre-season been with Razzie?
Yeah, it's been excellent. Yeah, he's been very good. He's been observing quite a bit, obviously, because he has to get to know the players and see what everyone's about and see everyone's skill set. And but Jacques as well, he's been taking the defensive side of things. He's been unbelievably enthusiastic and demanding high standards from the players, and yeah, just incorporating his way of play into the game, and everybody's very excited and knows what these two boys want of us, and I think everybody's on the same page, which is great.
And how would you anticipate your game changing, or you know, adapting to what Jack and Razzie are trying to do along with Anthony? Like, what's the Munster game going to be like this season?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I think it's not going to be a massive change. I think it's just going to go up a level from the past 2 years. So just a little step up or a little push in the right direction. I think it's not going to be, you know, turning... I don't think it's going to be a massive change. I just think it's going to be, an exciting challenge for all involved. I think we made a similar change when Rob Penny first came in, and then we went back to Axel's way of playing, and now another push towards that way. So, I think it'll be probably a little bit of a more wide game, so it'll be exciting, especially for the backs. Sorry.
So, because I suppose last season, you know, it finished on a high in the sense that you secured European rugby, Simon, but I suppose for Munster, a club of its tradition and success, it was disappointing overall. So, I mean, what's the sense been with the group during this pre-season now in terms of how you embark on this season?
Yeah, I think at the moment we've just focused on learning the new systems and learning what the new coaches want to bring to the team. And as soon as the first game comes around, we just need to be able to perform to the best of our ability and try and implement as much as we've learned into the game from the very start. And hopefully our momentum should get going and we should pick up a few results, because that's what we need to do from the very start and bring the standards back up in Munster rugby.
And the European draw, very interesting. Obviously you've got Leicester, you've got Glasgow Warriors, but also Racing, which means a return for Ronan O'Gara to his home club.
Yeah, it should be good. I've been chatting to him quite a bit lately, and he's very excited by the challenge, and he knows what's ahead of him. So it's going to be a great day. Hopefully Munster or Thomond Park should get sold out, I've no doubt, and should be one hell of a game.
It's a tough group for you though, isn't it?
Very tough group, yeah. It's going to be very taxing, but you know, we're capable. We know what we're capable of, and if we perform to the best of our ability, we can definitely go out and get into the next round. So,
For the Pro 12 season, what's the goal for the Pro 12 season? It's always the ultimate goal, but to win it. But what do you think, based on last year, maybe will be a satisfactory Pro 12 season for you?
Yeah, if we make the final, if we win the competition, obviously at Munster Rugby we have a big tradition in Europe and big history of, you know, special occasions and doing the impossible, like, you know. But we want to get momentum from the Pro 12 because we know it's a huge competition, and if we play well and compete well in that, we know our European competition will also go well. So, we just want to give ourselves the best chance in both competitions and start firing from the very start.
I think because of Connacht ultimately winning the Pro 12 last season, it's going to make the interprovincial games this season very interesting. Like, the Connacht have, so I suppose, risen to the top now in terms of meeting the standards for so long Leinster and Munster were setting.
Yeah, they have. They had a good season last year, which I think everybody was delighted for them, because prior to that, obviously, even though they had a very talented squad, they probably hadn't met their potential. But it's great to see them reach their potential and pick up a trophy. You know, Munster, Leinster and Ulster didn't win anything last year, so that shows how far they've come along. And, you know, it'll put an extra bit of bite and spark into the Inter-Pros. And, you know, I think all four teams now are capable of winning the competition. So, we just got to make sure we come out on top, because that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. And look, you'll take on the new season, going out week after week, playing for your Munster team. But as an individual sports person as well, I suppose you're looking to keep Joe Schmidt interested ahead of the Six Nations. So, like, how much of that is a factor for you?
I think I just focus on myself and focus on playing well for Munster. I think if I do that, then the international scene will take care of itself, because I know what I'm capable of on the rugby pitch, and if I'm playing to the best of my ability, then that'll all take care of itself, and I'll be happy anyway.
And before I leave you go, of course, the first home game of the season is in Irish Independent Park, which is great for a Cork man, but us as Cork supporters as well, is brilliant.
Yeah, it should be great. You know, usually when we go to play in Irish Independent Park, it's either a sellout or very close to it. So, it'll be great to go and perform there for our first game. And hopefully, I think we have a good few more games there this year, which is great, because all the players look forward to playing there, because the crowd's so close to the pitch and such a good surface to play on. And yeah, hopefully we can run in a few tries and make the crowd happy.
Andrew, where are you at with your pre-season in terms of what you've done, how long you've been back? You've a bit of an injury.
Yeah, well, I came back with the lads same date and just had to do a return to play. So I hurt the knee in the last Scarlets game, rehabbed it quite hard coming up to the holidays, and then obviously took the holidays, was doing my own thing, and then you just have to tick all the boxes that the physios, S&C and guys have put in place. So if you're coming back to play a game, you've ticked all the right boxes. So it kind of took a bit longer than hoped, because probably we were being a bit more cautious because we didn't have a set date looking to get back for, say, a big game or whatever. So it's only last week now that I'm back into the full swing of things, and it's pretty full on, but it's really good, it's really enjoyable. And as we were saying up there, like, it's the contact levels are pretty high, but however way they word it and however they put it across you, it's, you don't mind it, because you're getting stuck in, and then you're to kind of taking the foot off the gas.
So you'll be fine for the Kiwis friendly series and hopefully then the start of the season?
Yeah, I'm not actually sure, because I've missed a bulk of maybe 4 weeks. I've probably missed a small bit of on-pitch learning stuff, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be playing in that first one, but I genuinely don't know, so we'll see.
Tell us about this pre-season under Razzie and how different it's been.
Yeah, it has been different. The energy around the place from the lads, or probably the lads coming in, even like you got Felix Jones coming in, who was our teammate last year, and now he's a coach, and he's just sponging up everything he can, and he's worked so hard since he kind of knew that he was going to come into that role maybe 3 or 4 months ago, that he's just been working incredibly hard to get all his ducks in a row and be as prepared as he can. Saying that, he's obviously got, it's a learning curve for him, so he's trying to, but he's in with probably two of the best in the business, along with Axel and Fla. So it has been different. Even the S&C has been different. If we talk to one of the coaches, the workload that we would have been putting in from year to year, from last year to this year, has changed dramatically, because Razzie, one of his big things was he wants to be the fittest team in the league or in Europe, and that's a controllable. So you control the controllables, essentially, and there's a lot of stuff in our world that's out of our control. So if we can control as much as we can, we give ourselves as good a chance as we can.
And how much would you say your game is being developed at the moment, or changed under Razzie?
Still hard to tell, especially from my point of view, because I'm probably not as up to date. I'm learning the things, but I'm not out. I haven't been out in the pitch, so it's not going to be a whole lot different. He's not going to come in and just completely scrap everything, because he's obviously looked at us and seen, right, what are we good at. So we're obviously good at a few things we've been doing for the last few years, but then there's some things that we haven't been good at. So I'd imagine he's going to look to play the percentages essentially and go, right, well, we can stick to these things because the lads do that naturally. Like, I know percentage wise when we get into the 22 and attack, we're very strong, but we might struggle in another area of the pitch that we're gonna focus on. So it's early days yet to really know where we're going long term, but short term we're just concentrating on a few little set plays and a few little starter moves, and a lot of it's skill based in pre-season, because there's no point in running 3 months away from a game running these three play patterns, because you're better off practicing your skills and then being able to execute those patterns as the time gets closer.
So essentially now you're kind of bringing it back to basics right now, and it'll all develop into something bigger then.
Yeah, I think one of the things that they're using is they're going to use a kind of few set plays and then have that as the baseline, and then we can change it based on what teams we're playing. So if we see something in a team's defence that we want to expose, you just change a few running lines or you do a few different tweaks here and there, and that's brilliant, because there's a baseline that, so you know exactly what you're doing on a week-to-week basis, and then it tweaks here and there. As opposed to one week you're doing this thing and then another week you're completely changing, and lads do struggle with, I know, with the forwards, there's so much stuff going on with lineouts, with backs is actually not, it's handy enough, we're just kind of sitting out there waiting for ball, but the forwards be hearing things, people shouting at them. So really the simpler the better, and what you can have is just a level of options in and around that you tweak based on the opposition.
You mentioned in the Q&A here this morning in Lifestyle Sports about working with Paul O'Connell, and while he's not directly involved with the seniors, he's still kind of around, and you get to kind of bounce stuff off him.
Yeah, I think Aziz is slagging me, but that's, for me, that's massive. Like, even I do it with Fla as well, someone that doesn't have to be position specific, it's someone that's got to the elite level of the sport I'm playing, and whatever Paulie would have done if he went into business when he was 20, he would have been at an elite level. You just know by the way someone is that it's not actually specifically to the skill they have, it's just their attitude, it's their mindset, it's their work rate, it's what they do every day that separates them. So if I could pick up a few things from him here and there, and then maybe he could see from an outside looking in, see things that I'm maybe not doing well on a day-to-day basis, and change a few habits that get you to become a better player, a better person, then Jesus, happy days.
Francis Sayle, what's your status at the moment, injury wise, pre season wise? What have you done?
So what I have at the moment, I've just got a tear in my labrum, but also a few tissues a few problems with my tissues in my shoulder. So 16 weeks I'm looking at. I'm 10 weeks in, so hopefully 6 more weeks left until I get back out on the field with the boys.
So how much training can you do? It's probably not much at all. It sounds quite delicate anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's quite fragile at the moment. But for me, I'm getting back into running this week. And that's something that I miss, because watching from the sideline, seeing the boys train and stuff, I miss it. And as much as I don't really like running, I'm looking forward to getting back into it anyway.
Your season last year, you were plagued by some injuries as well. Like, you must be looking to get past this one, and I suppose you'll miss the first couple of games anyway, but hopefully you'll be back in then.
Yeah, well, I think last season, when I did my shoulder, I kind of hurt it, and we had like 5 more games left. I don't think I was supposed to be playing anyway, but, you know, for the love of the team, I kind of just bit my tongue, and I was like, oh, God, I just need to get through it, and yeah, so eventually went through it, and hopefully this season, after this comes through, I'll be flying. Touch wood on it as well. I don't want to be getting injured again, because it's the most frustrating thing ever, and it's not a nice feeling.
Playing out the concluding stages of last season, as you said, you played through the pain barrier because it was such a huge, there was a lot to be achieved, but you finished on a high in terms of getting that European place.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that we were always gunning for, and I think that's what Munster prides themselves is, you know, just being playing with the best, and you know, we've made it into the European Cup, and man, the boys are like bloody excited about it, because we're playing the Nullpool, we're playing against the best, and I think so that's something for us to look forward to, and that's something for myself personally I'm looking forward to as well, because I get to play against old faces as well, get to play against the King himself, Carter, and
other than that, that's something that we as a team are just, you know, focusing on. You know, we don't know where we are until we play our first game against Zebra, and I think that's going to be, that's where we're going to find our benchmark. But the energy within the group and inside the environment, it's great. A lot of boys are training quite hard, and like Simon was saying on stage as well, he's our training's with Jacques. He's training the living life out of the boys, and the boys just getting smashed around. But it's a great feeling because we just know that it's a new environment, but also it's just excitement coming through.